Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Greg Knadison, or Greggles. I've been working with Drupal for a little bit over 5 years now. And I gave a presentation about security, something that I often try to do because we, you know, security is something that like nobody really wants to talk about too much, but we all need to think about it, all need to keep it in mind and do our best to keep our sites secure. So I gave yet another presentation about security, and I think showed off a couple of different things this year.
And so, yeah, security in Drupal 7, what should we know about security in Drupal 7?
I think, you know, there's a couple of nice new things in Drupal 7 as it relates to security. The password is now stored as a, I don't actually know exactly which hash function is used. There's a couple of different ones that can be used, I believe, but the most important thing is that they're better than the MD5 hash. And hashing is basically a way of taking a password and sending it through a function that on the far end, you cannot figure out what the original password was. So this is useful so that you're not storing somebody's original password in plain text in the database. But unfortunately, the MD5 hash function is not strong enough anymore, and computers just, they're getting so fast that they can take that information and kind of figure out what the original password was. So there have been a couple of high profile incidents in the last year or two where MD5 password hashes got out into the public and people's sites were broken into, or, you know, various different problems people have had as a result of using MD5 as a password hash. It's just not good enough anymore. So Drupal 7 finally joins the modern world with a stronger hashing function for passwords and a lot of other things.
If you're upgrading from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7, does the upgrade get, you know, do the passwords go from MD5 to being hashed as MD5? Is that even possible? Or what is the upgrade process in that way?
That is a great question, and I actually don't know. I mean, I know that it continues to work. Your old password continues to work, but that's a good point and probably something that if you really care about your passwords, you should look into to see what you would need to do to make sure that they get rehashed with the new algorithm. You know, by the nature of it, it's not like you can just update to a new hashing algorithm. So you might have to get your users to change their password, and as a result of that, it would use the new hash is my guess about how that would work. So another new feature in Drupal 7 is that there's now better protection against brute force password attacks, where somebody just tries like the admin username and the password 123456, and then they try admin username and 123457, and they keep on trying these dictionaries, and they use commonly used passwords, and they can often break into a Drupal site. With Drupal 6, there was no protection in core for that, although you could use the login security module. It's now a feature of Drupal 7 that there is what's called flood control on the login process, so that if a particular user tries to log in too many times in too short of a period of time, then their account is kind of blocked out for a minute, I believe it is, and it slows down the ability of an attacker to carry out a brute force attack. Those are two user-facing features. At the developer level, the database API in Drupal 7 has been completely rewritten and is now going to be a lot harder to create mistakes that create SQL injection vulnerabilities in code. So I think that that's a nice benefit of the new database API.
And so, yeah, it sounds like SQL injection is sort of being eliminated as a big threat because of that. Is that true, or is there still ways to misuse the database layer?
Yeah, I wish that we could say that SQL injection was eliminated. It's certainly going to be reduced. It's something that we see less and less of over time in the Drupal project, and that's great. But I don't think that it'll quite be eliminated. At least so far, the only way that we have seen that there are mistakes that can lead to SQL injection is if people are using the dbquery method rather than using dbselect or one of the other database the next generation techniques. So if you use the old school style db_query, the placeholders have been updated, which makes it harder to fall into one particular version of SQL injection, but you can still do the basic string concatenation into your query, which will result in a SQL injection vulnerability.
I guess one mantra in the security realm is like, don't trust anything from the users. And so like, what should like module developers and site builders sort of be aware of in terms of that?
Yeah, that's definitely true. As you're working with different data inputs. One thing that you have to keep in mind is, where did the data come from? Is it something that an end user can potentially modify? And if so, then you have to say, okay, I will need to treat this data sensitively and escape it in a context-appropriate way. So the database API does that context-appropriate filtering using the placeholder system, and that will escape user-entered text so that it cannot be used for malicious purposes. One thing that we are working on to try to make it easier for people to know about that is a new product that the Growing Venture Solutions team has launched called Drupal Scout. And really excited about it, drupalscout.com. We got a lovely design and theme for the site built by the folks at Top Notch Themes. I'm really excited about having a brand focused on the concept of security and this new product that will do automated reviews of a site, of the modules, of the configuration to make sure that your site and your code are following best practices for having a secure Drupal site. It's a low-cost monthly subscription service or product that would generate a report that gets sent to the site owner and let them know whether or not they are kind of in compliance with Drupal security best practices. And some people have said, well, you know, shouldn't we be running that on Drupal.org? And absolutely we should. It's the kind of thing that as we run it on individual sites, we're going to find problems in the contributed modules that those people have that we can then work on. You know, Ben Jevons and I at Growing Venture Solutions, now Drupal Scout, will be able to work on those issues through the processes on Drupal.org. But where Drupal Scout is going to be particularly beneficial is for people who have custom themes, custom modules. What we found is that a typical site will have, you know, maybe one vulnerability in core that you can find that has been exposed by a particular site configuration. They'll have a handful of vulnerabilities in contributed modules, and then there will be dozens and dozens of vulnerabilities in the custom theme or the custom modules on that site. And that's where Drupal Scout is particularly helpful, because it can find those vulnerabilities that exist in custom code on a site.
So it sounds like Drupal Scout's going to figure out a way to hack your website automatically, like artificial intelligence-wise. And is this something that's like scouring the internet, or is it something that's a module that's actually doing it internally?
Yeah, so the phrase that we've been using to describe it is that you give us a copy of your site, we build it up on our servers, and then we attack it. And we let you know how we have found what vulnerabilities we may find as part of that attack. So it does require that people send us a copy of their code and a copy of their database, which not everybody is going to be comfortable doing. We suggest that people sanitize their databases prior to sending it to us, and we have good documentation about how to do that. But for people who are still not comfortable quite with that idea, we are offering what we call Scout Enterprise, where we will build your own Scout automated service inside of your firewall so that you can run it on your site. We think that that's going to be a really nice tool for people who are launching a lot of sites, or for people who have, you know, a handful of high-profile sites that are under active development. One other thing is that we're looking to partner with Drupal-specific hosting companies so that we can set up Scout Automated to work inside of their environment and offer that as a value-added service to their hosting customers.
And with Drupal 7 coming out and being a part of the Drupal 7 like security team, you know, how is Drupal 7 looking in terms of, like, are there more reports because there's more modules, or is it more secure and is it sort of like flatline?
It's hard to say. You know, Drupal 7 was released back in January. I guess we're just over 2 months past the release of it. And so far, I think that the adoption of Drupal 7 is going quickly, but it's nowhere near the levels of Drupal 6 adoption and development. And so we just haven't seen that many reports. Whenever there is new development, you increase the likelihood of introductions of security bugs. And so I think that we will see a couple of new security bugs related to Drupal 7 in the coming months. So we'll have security releases for Drupal core, and it's likely that there will be a couple of security vulnerabilities identified and therefore releases in contributed modules, but it certainly hasn't created a wave of new issues. I would say it's kind of status quo or perhaps a little bit quieter compared to 6.
Right, and now that there's Git sandboxes, it's sort of like the security team is not worried about Git sandboxes, and then the security team is only responsible for, like, once it becomes an official project. Is that right?
Yeah, so the policy of the Drupal security team is that we only will create a release, or we will only get involved in assisting a module maintainer in creating a security release for their project if they have created a stable release. So 6.x1.0, 7.x1.0, that kind of stable release. If it's a beta and a release candidate or RC, then we say that security issues should be handled in the public issue queue. We definitely don't get involved in Git sandboxes in terms of assisting them with with any security vulnerabilities that may exist in the sandboxes. So that code is, you know, I think it's in the sandbox for a reason, and you should exercise a little bit more caution before installing it on your site. I've also seen an explosion of projects that add somewhat questionable features into the sandboxes. There was one that provides a link so that you can log in as any user on the site. So that's a, you know, the intended use case of that was for a demo site where you want to show somebody what different kinds of roles on the site have. And rather than asking, giving them out sample usernames and passwords to use, you just point to links that allow them to log in as a user. That's a great idea for a demo site, but something like that should, of course, never be installed on a live site. And so I would just suggest using some extra caution about the things that you might find in a sandbox.
Cool. And finally, what are some of the like other advice or big points that you were trying to make here about security in Drupal 7 here at DrupalCon?
I guess the biggest thing that I would suggest is that people just stay up to date with their module updates. That's always the thing that, you know, people tell me about all sorts of harebrained schemes that they have for keeping their site more secure by renaming the XML RPC file or removing the changelog.txt. And it's like, well, maybe that makes you feel better, but in my opinion, doesn't actually make your site that much more secure, if at all. The biggest thing that people need to do is keep their sites up to date. And, you know, I guess second biggest thing I would suggest is making sure that you're following the best practices for secure configuration. It's very easy to create a vulnerability through configuration of your site. And a wonderful checklist for that is the security review module, which runs through the best practices for how to configure your site. Just install that and look at the report. It'll let you know.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Ken.